This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. You hear Tom Bowman's voice all the time here on VPR. He is NPR's Pentagon correspondent. He covers the military and the Defense Department and has reported from Afghanistan and Iraq for the network. Bowman is also an alum of St. Michael's College in Colchester, and he's been working with the college to encourage more veterans to attend. Bowman will be back at the college tomorrow evening talking about his war reporting, and he joins us now. Tom, it's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're observing at the Pentagon and the Department of Defense since the election of Donald Trump?
Well, there's still a great amount of chaos in Washington, sort of in all the agencies, including the Pentagon. There still are a lot of vacancies at the Pentagon and the State Department while they try to work things out. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis would like his people. The Trump people want their people. So there's a bit of a tug of war going on now as far as who's going to take some of these top jobs. And, you know, they're going to come up pretty soon, maybe even next week, with a new strategy against the Islamic State, for example. And also they're going to address Afghanistan and whether a few thousand more troops should be sent over to help train the Afghan forces. Some could come from the U.S., some from NATO countries. So those are the issues now. But, yeah, again, it's a different time. It's unique in our history that we have a president that doesn't have any experience governing or really no experience in domestic national security, foreign policy. And then you have a White House that is somewhat dysfunctional as well. So it's an interesting time to be a reporter, and they're still trying to work through some of these issues, particularly with personnel appointments.
Well, how do you then think about your approach to your stories when, you know, not only is the administration different, it's openly hostile to the media, and you're reporting within a field that's already so closely aligned with secrecy and security. How do you get access to the sources that you need, make sure that you can get the deep knowledge that you need, but also still maintain your objectivity?
Well, first, as far as objectivity, I mean, reporters, probably more so than anyone else, are closely, you know, following the news, closely following the issues. We probably have our own opinions on a lot of issues. The point of being a reporter is to gather facts, find out what's going on and why, and sort of leave your views, your political views, your whatever views you have on the issues off to the side and just stick with what's going on and why and who's doing what, why are they doing it, how many troops will they send or might they send to Afghanistan, and keep it at that.
But I imagine you still have to cultivate sources in a way that might be different, say, from how I do it.
You know, it's I don't think it's that different. One of the benefits of covering the Pentagon, particularly in what we're seeing now with this great upheaval in Washington, is that, you know, the military kind of stays put. So there are a lot of officers I deal with at the Pentagon that I've known for years. I just left the office of one particular senior military officer talking about, again, ISIS and Afghanistan. So, and that's one of the benefits of going to places like Iraq and Afghanistan. You're out in the field with them, and you get to know them. And then when you come back to Washington, they want to talk with you. They want to understand what you saw when you were over, let's say, going out with Afghan troops or American troops, because sometimes they don't have the access that I have. Hmm. When they show up, it's a huge deal. When I show up, you can just kind of go off and patrol with these people. If you're a 1, 2, 3-star officer, it's almost like a papal visit in a way. So it's kind of nice to kind of slip in there, get a sense of what's really going on. Again, not only talking to American troops and officers, but also to the Afghans. Regular Afghans or Afghan soldiers, it's a rich experience as a reporter to go over there and really get a sense of what's going on. And the added benefit, again, is you're dealing with officers who will then rise up the ranks. I've been going to Afghanistan since 2002, and some of the people who I knew back then who were colonels are now 4-star generals.
You know, you go even further back, in fact, with a very powerful person in the U.S. military. You went to St. Michael's College and you were classmates with General Joseph Dunford, who's now chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was appointed by President Obama. He's still there. It sounds like he's worked pretty closely in the past with the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis. But I understand you don't actually have any college dirt on your classmate.
I do not. We traveled in different circles. He was in ROTC when he was at St. Michael's and lived in a different dorm. And I didn't really get to know Joe Dunford until he became a one-star general. This is maybe, within the past decade or so, I would say. So not at St. Michael's, but, many years later.
You're coming back to St. Michael's College to talk about your reporting from Iraq and Afghanistan. My understanding of the way the talk is going to work is that you're also going to be joined by a veteran who lives in Vermont, and we'll be talking about what it's like to be in the military in these conflicts. That's a really interesting pairing. How did that come about?
Well, they invited me up to St. Mike's, and they said, do you want to talk, and how do you want to go about doing this? I said, well, rather than having me up there droning on, it'd be nice to have one of the veterans come up, and we can kind of do a dog and pony show, so to speak, about, what are his views on what's going on in Afghanistan. What did he experience? I can talk about my own experiences. I think I'm going to play one of my stories from a few years back ago in Afghanistan, and then just take questions and answers, from questions from the crowd and kind of go from there. I think it's important to have a veteran too on the stage when you're talking about something like this, particularly at St. Michael's, where they've tried to draw in more veterans over the past few years. And I think it's good for everyone. It's good for the veterans to kind of welcome them back into society, help them get an education in a place like St. Michael's. And it's also good, I think, for the students who have different backgrounds, who may have just come from, let's say, high school in Connecticut and really probably don't know many people in the military. So it's good to have in that classroom environment, I think, where some of the professors maybe don't have who teach, let's say, political science or recent history. It's a view that everyone should hear, the professor should hear, and the student should hear as well. I think it provides a richer dialogue in a class, I think.
You said that St. Michael's has been actively trying to recruit more veterans to come to campus and go to St. Mike's, and that's actually something that you've been involved in?
Right. I was involved in it, and my classmates, Mike Slifka and Brian Harrington, really did a lot of the heavy lifting on this. This is a number of years ago. And then we asked the administrators back then, how many veterans do you have? And they said, really, really not too many. And this was at a time when, veterans were starting to go back to school. Maybe some of them had associate's degrees and they wanted to get a four-year degree. There was a concern, of course, that they were going to some of these diploma mill places. So they would spend all their Defense Department money, $40,000 or so, on what was really not a great degree, let's face it. So we started talking about it among ourselves and said, well, maybe St. Michael's would be a good place to bring some of these people in. So they hired a veterans coordinator, and they've been encouraging veterans to continue their education at St. Mike's. And I look forward to meeting with some of them and then being on stage with one of them.
And you think it's been a successful program, a successful initiative?
As far as I can tell, it has. But again, I haven't been up to the school in a number of years, so I'm going to have to talk to the administrators and talk to the veterans and just see how it's working. But from what I hear, it is working quite well, and everyone's happy with it. And again, everyone benefits. The veterans benefit from getting a good education, and the students are, introduced to someone who is probably vastly different in background from their peers. And the professors also get a view outside of the textbooks and outside of what they're reading, someone who experienced the Afghan war and can provide, maybe fresh ideas or a fresh perspective that they're just not going to get anywhere else.
That's Tom Bowman. He's NPR's National Desk Reporter covering the Pentagon. He's also a St. Michael's College graduate, and he will be speaking at St. Mike's tomorrow night at 6 in the McCarthy Arts Center. The talk is open to the public, and again, he'll be joined by a veteran as they talk about the wars and conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tom, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thanks. Really enjoyed it.